Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome to Circle Sanctuary Network Podcasts, brought to you by Circle Sanctuary, one of the oldest nature spirituality churches in the United States, connecting people of nature-centered paths around the world. Join us through the week for a variety of shows discussing various topics, celebrating the divine in all of its forms through nature worship, rituals, education, and building bridges of community. And welcome to Nature Mystic with Selena Fox, a podcast where we enjoy encore presentations of topics covered by Circle Sanctuary Senior Minister Selena Fox from her previous podcasts, Circle Craft Studies, Nature Folk, and others. In tonight's encore from May of 2013, Selena discussed ways of connecting with the flowering of the greenwood and with the magic fairy folk in this ritual and meditation.
Welcome to Circle Craft Study with Selena Fox. This is Selena Fox, and tonight we're going to celebrate Beltane, the coming of the May. This ancient holiday is the midpoint between spring equinox and summer solstice. For many, this is the start of the warmer time of the year. There are many ancient traditions connected with Beltane, the celebration of the flowering time, the bringing in of greening and flowering branches from woods and other places of the wild to decorate doorways and homes, barns, public buildings, the dancing of the maypole, Morris dancing, the creation of the maybush outside the home or in a community place, the kindling of Beltane fires, jumping the Beltane fire for good luck, moving through the pathway between two Beltane fires for purification. Beltane also is a time to celebrate joy, fertility, passion, love, romance, creativity, the imagination, and the realm of nature spirits, of the good folk, of the fae, the fairy folk. Tonight, we take a ritual meditative journey on this May Eve to connect with fairy folk in a way that's good for us and them and the larger circle of nature of which we are all part. So I invite you to find a comfortable place to sit or lay down and to begin the journey, letting your own deep self and your own connections with the sacred watch over you and guide you in your connection with me and my voice and the enchanted realms that we journey into with our imagination. In the next few moments of quiet, take deep, slow breaths to relax yourself, to be centered in the place you have selected to do this Beltane fairy magic meditative ritual journey. and envision a beautiful ring of radiant light, all of the rainbow colors perfectly balanced into a brilliant radiance, with hints of the different rainbow colors flashing in and out as they continue to balance and interact with each other and create this sacred ring. For your orientation, for your blessing, for your centering, for your protection. And now in the next few moments of quiet, honor the divine according to your own path. Divine is one. Divine is Goddess and God. Divine as spirit, divine as pantheon, divine as one and many, divine that's beyond words, divine that's interconnected force, divine that is love. Connect with the divine as you know it and or them. We honor the divine and ask the divine to guide each of us and to guide us together on our May Eve Beltane magic journey into the fairy realm. And now we connect with the fairy folk of the place, of the region, of the locale where you are doing this meditative journey. In the next few moments of quiet, silently honor the spirits of place, the fairy folk, the fae, who dwell in and around where you are now. Hey, we honor you, we celebrate you, we ask you to guide us on this journey as we go into the imaginal realm at this Beltane time. So be it. And now you imagine a beautiful chalice in your hands filled with a sweet liquid. Find a place in the area where you are now where you can journey and pour some of that sweet liquid as an offering to the fae, to the spirits of place. Imagine yourself doing that now. Another expression of appreciation and respect. And as you feel complete with that, beautiful chalice vanishes for now. You focus on being within your own sacred circle and deepening your experience with this journey. And as you close your eyes, you focus on the intention to journey through time and space to an enchanted wood, an enchanted place where you can connect with the other realm, with fairy realm. You imagine yourself journeying into an enchanted wood. Your inner self guides you on this journey. And you know that whenever you have need to, you can return to where your physical body is, reintegrate by envisioning the circle of rainbow balanced radiant light that you cast around yourself at the start of our journey. And you deepen your journey now as you take some deep, slow breaths and have the sense of the enchanted forest being before you, around you, experiencing yourself moving through the enchanted forest. Going to a special place, reaching what appears to be a clearing in the forest, and seeing a perfect circle of woodland mushrooms, a fairy ring. You pause as you look at this beautiful, sacred site. A chalice with sweet liquid that you use to honor the fairies and spirits of place as you began. This chalice appears for your use in this imaginal place. At the edge of the ring of mushrooms, you honor the fae of this place. You pour a bit of the sweet liquid the base of some of the mushrooms in the ring. And as you do, you recognize the ring of mushrooms starts glowing, and you recognize that the fae are there and are welcoming you to connect with them for a time for magic, for wisdom. You set your chalice down, knowing that when the time comes, you will return, and it will help you with that process. You see a light appearing in the center of the fairy ring. It's glowing. It is a bright fairy. The spirit of this fairy ring. And the fairy invites you to consider journeying for a time into this sacred dimension. You reflect, and if it seems right to do so, step into the center of the ring. be with the brilliant white light of fairy presence. And you now know it is time to honor fairy folk that are elementals as you do a Beltane rite on this night for inner sight in this fairy circle. You turn and face to the north, and as you do so, additional fairy lights appear. You extend your hands in celebration and honor. I honor the gnomes and fairy spirits of soil and rock. You connect with them, you honor them. And you turn to the east in the circle, again extending your hands, again honoring the fairies that appear there. I honor the sylphs and the fairies of wind and air. Connect with them. Be with them. Commune with them. And now turning and facing the south of the enchanted fairy ring circle, I call to the fiery salamanders and the fairies of fire. I greet you, I celebrate you, I connect with you. You experience the fiery spirits before you. And now turning to the west, you connect with other spiritual forces. Water sprites, fairies of the waters, I call to you and celebrate you, connect with you, and you commune with the water, fairies and sprites, experiencing them. As you look around the circle, you experience many type of good folk, of fairies, all being present in the ring. And as you look into the center, that glowing light, that fairy light that was there at the beginning that invited you on this journey has grown brighter and stronger and emerging from this sacred sphere of light are two figures. The fairy queen, the fairy king. In the next few moments of quiet, connect with them. Honor them as a couple. Fairy queen, fairy king, I honor you and connect with you. Guide me on this May Eve. Guide me at this Beltane time. In the wisdom and lore of the ancients, of the past. Connect me with those who work with you in the human realm, in the present. Connect me with those who are yet to come, future generations that keep alive the lore of the good folk, the magic of the fae. And now the May Queen and May King, in the form of the Fairy Queen and the Fairy King, invite you to connect with them individually. You begin with the May King. You gaze into each other's being. And as you do, you become one with the Fairy May King. Pay attention to what words, symbols, experiences you have in the next few moments of quiet. You honor your connection and know that you have the option of being able to connect using this image and sense and memory in future times. You give thanks to the Fairy King as May King. And he beckons you now to go and connect with his partner, the May Queen. And you gaze into each other's soul. You become one with the May Queen. You experience her essence and your essence joined. Pay attention to images, words, feelings, experiences that come as you deepen your connection. Feel her power. Surging through you. and you give thanks, knowing that you can work with her as well by calling to mind your experiences in this meditative journey, using those as a key to reconnect. And now you stand before the May Queen and the May King once again. And they invite you to take part in a magic rite before you, in the center of this circle, next to you, and then magically appears a fairy thorn bush. It is the Maybush. And at its base, you see different colored ribbons, sparkly charms, shells, flowers, and you know all of these are options for decorating this enchanted bush. And the May Queen invites you to pick up one or more items, hold what you've selected in your hands, energize it with a wish for yourself in this growing time of the year. Focus on that. And as you are ready, place what you have selected onto the enchanted Beltane Maybush. Tie on the symbol, the object or objects of your wish for yourself. And after you have put on your selected ones, the bush shakes. Magic is afoot. And the May King now invites you to take up another token from the objects at the base of the May Bush, to make a second wish. This time, it's a wish for some aspect of community, a group that you are part of or wish to be, or someone that you know that you seek to help. Make a wish for another. Hold what you've selected in your hands. Energize it with that wish. And then affix it to the enchanted Beltane Maybush. And as you do, the bush again. again magically starts moving, sending forth that wish on its way to manifestation. Fairy Queen, Fairy King, now join as one. The fairy light is before you now and invites you to make a third wish. You get the sense to pick up something to energize now with a wish for the greater circle of nature of which you are part on planet Earth. Energize your token of magic working with a wish for the larger circle of nature. In some aspect or in it as a whole, make a wish. And as you put your wishing token on the May bush, it begins shaking again, sending forth the intention, sending forth blessings and well-being for the larger world of which we are part. And as you look at the May bush, it starts glowing and sparkling. And you see now that fairy folk from all around you are coming forth, and additional things are being tied on the May bush with additional wishes from others present. And you hear magical music, joyful, magical music. And you experience yourself dancing and moving and celebrating. Focus on joy, revelry, celebrating in community. Be one with all that's around you. Experience the spiritual power of love and connection. That which goes across the dimensions, across time and space, of life form and culture. Be one with the Beltane spirit, the spirit of this sacred time. And pay attention to what comes to you as you merge with the joyful spirit of Beltane. And as you prepare to conclude your experience in this sacred fairy ring, take a few moments and reflect on some of your memories and experiences to help you remember them and work with them long after this meditative ritual journey is over, calling to mind the experience of the Beltane spirit. The wish for yourself the wish for another. The wish for the greater circle of nature. Calling to mind connection with the May King. And the May Queen. Your connection with the elementals. And you know it is time to prepare to give your thanksgiving to the sacred forces that you have worked with. You turn and face each of the directions, gnomes and fairies of soil and rock of the north. I give thanks. I give thanks. I give thanks. And in the east, sylphs and fairies of wind and air, I give thanks. I give thanks. I give thanks. And in the south, salamanders of fire, fairies of fire and flame, I give thanks. I give thanks. I give thanks. And in the west, water sprites and fairies of the waters. I give thanks. I give thanks. I give thanks. And as you look around the entire circle, giving thanks to the fairy ring, to all the good folk that have gathered and been part of your experience, and in the center, the unity and the diversity in the form of Fairy Queen and Fairy King, Beltane Queen, Beltane King, May Queen, May King. I give thanks. I give thanks. I give thanks. And to the unity, to the great fairy spirit, guide to this circle, guide within the circle. Great fairy spirit, I give thanks. I give thanks. I give thanks. Taking what time you need now. letting love and appreciation flow to this circle, carrying with you memories of your experience, appreciation for imagination, for meditation, for the magic of fairy folk and wishing at Beltane time. And as you prepare to journey forth from the fairy ring, you look around the outside of the circle and you find the chalice that you set down as a key, as a marker to aid you in your return. You step out of the ring, you take up the chalice, and it has still some magical sweet liquid in it, and you pour it into the ring as a libation to the space, as an offering to the fae folk as a whole, and the specific fae folk you connected with. And now you also speak your thanks to that inner self, the fae folk of the place where you are, for their help in guiding you. And as you take some deep, slow breaths, you journey from this enchanted wood back to the sacred circle and the radiant white light with all the colors of the rainbow intertwined and dancing and forming a brilliant white with hints of the many colors that are part of the mix. You experience yourself being in your circle, recalling your experiences, giving thanks to all who have guided you and to the divine in your own tradition, as you've called her, him, them, it, all. We give thanks to the divine, we give thanks to the ancients. We give thanks to all the sacred forces that have been with us individually and collectively tonight. Continue to be with us and to guide our Beltane experiences. Now and in the time to come. So mote it be. And now take a few moments and gently stretch your body, move it around, return to a more waking state of consciousness. If you happen to have a journal and pen or some other means of noting some of your experiences, take a few moments now to jot down impressions, memories. Taking deep, slow breaths as you do, to shift your awareness to the here and now. And as you do so, experience yourself as part of a great network of celebration, not only in this night, but in this time period. A celebration of Beltane in the Northern Hemisphere, a celebration of Samhain in the Southern Hemisphere. For the shadow side of Beltane is Samhain, and the shadow side of Samhain is Beltane. Each contains the magic of the other. Flowering of life, change from death to rebirth. Ancient ones and sacred ones guiding these two points in the wheel of the year, gateway points where the veil is thin between this world of human living and other worlds of the Fae, of the ancient ones, of the spiritual realm. And now there'll be time to reflect, to share. If you are in live chat and you want to share any experiences, feel free to do so. If you want to call in and share of an experience, or if you have any Beltane blessings you'd like to express, you can do that. The number to call in is 347-308-8222. That's 347-308-8222. Now we have a few minutes for community discussion, and I want to wish a wonderful Beltane time to my assistants, Circle Sanctuary ministers, Jeanette and David Ewing. Happy Beltane!
Happy Beltane Eve, and happy Samhain for those in the South. So, Jeanette.
So comments, either of your own experiences or sharing some of your own traditions for Beltane celebration.
Yeah, well, the chat's kind of quiet, so we invite people to chime in if you have anything to share on your experiences of the journey or your own traditions. So we're one of our traditions in the area here is there's some festivals that we tend to go to for Beltane, and there's one in particular that we'll be attending and helping with this weekend here in Northern Virginia. And there's always you know, variety of things, workshops and discussions and things. But we tend to be a little involved with the Maypole part of things. We've led that portion of it and done some workshops about the Maypole, and that tends to be a focus to some extent when we're doing our Beltane work, is kind of sharing some of the history and lore and stuff on the Maypole and its place at Beltane.
Yeah, in fact, tomorrow on our radio show with Pam Kelly, we'll be talking about the history of the Maypole and the various Beltane
traditions. And,
yeah, and May Day celebrations that occur at this time of year, like across Europe and stuff.
But for us, we tend to spend the time kind of focusing on working on the garden and doing our yard cleanup and yard work to kind of make it a kind of get things ready for the summer.
Yeah, in fact, yeah, it's usually at this time of year that, I mean, we market at this time of year, it starts to get warm enough that, you know, the last frost or the chance of frost has passed.
Yep.
So it becomes a good time to, you know, clean things out and do some
Planting
and cleaning up on the plants that overwintered and things like that. We have a number of herbs that overwinter fairly well here in Northern Virginia. And you know, they get clipped back and things like that. So we get ready for, you know, the warm months ahead. Because
yeah.
we have such a long growing season here. If we start things now, typically any plants that we grow that are annuals will
yeah.
flower and bloom mm-hmm. and stuff, actually through Samhain.
Yeah, yeah.
That's wonderful. Well, we are starting to have spring bursting forth, and leaves are starting to bud out on some of the trees. We do have some daffodils blooming, and it's just wonderful. We've had a very warm day, and some of the traditions that we have at our Beltane at Circle Sanctuary Nature Preserve is to dance the maypole. We have a ribbon tradition with a huge maypole with lots of colorful ribbons. We do an unwrapping, we rehearse, and then we actually dance the maypole. And it's a permanent maypole. We keep it up year-round. Some of our traditions with maypole dancing involve, once we've done the pole wrapping with ribbons, we have different groups of people are called up to touch the pole to energize particular wishes or requests. And another tradition that we have is the jumping of the Beltane fires. We have Beltane fires on the hill, and then we have the jumping fire, which can have its height adjusted. We use dried mugwort stalks, so that's always a lot of fun. This year I'm doing a new workshop on Beltane as a fire festival. So I'll be focusing on some of the fire magic traditions that have been connected with Beltane in the ancient past and in the present, and some possibilities that you might want to weave into the future. We do baby blessings at Beltane. There are a number of people in the community that call to have actual babies, and so there's fertility magic happening. Some people don't want to physically reproduce, but they want some help with creative projects. We also get to celebrate that. Sometimes I do hand fastings at Beltane, and a couple from Ohio will be at this year's Beltane, and I'll be doing that. And I'll also be doing a coming of age into young womanhood ceremony on Sunday. And we have Tuathadia, a wonderful band with tribal rock and Celtic sounds and lots of high energy. They'll be our guest presenters, and we have lots of different workshops. We have merchants and all sorts of things. So if you're interested in the Circle Sanctuary Beltane Festival, there's still time to register, but you need to do it soon. We have so many people planning on coming that it's very likely that we are going to have to close registration tomorrow, May 1st. So call us at 608-924-2216, or you can email us, circle@circlesanctuary.org, or find us on the web, www.circlesanctuary.org. We have Pagan Spirit Gathering coming up. That's June 16th through 23rd in Northern Illinois, and registration still open for that. But if you want to do a workshop, need to get it into us by the end of tomorrow, May 1st. We also have a fire circle coming up. We do land evenings at Circle Sanctuary Land. We have monthly sanctuary days, and the Sunday of Memorial Day weekend, we're going to be doing a special ceremony, a memorial for Dennis Presser, an environmentalist, a pagan veteran, longtime member of the Circle Sanctuary community. More information about all these events you can find at the Circle Sanctuary website. I want to remind you again that tomorrow night you can celebrate Beltane again on another Circle Sanctuary radio show, Pagan Warrior Radio, with David and Jeanette Ewing and Pamela Kelly. So we invite you to stay tuned for that. We have a lot of different festivals coming up that I'll be a guest speaker at, Chrysalis Moon being one of them, and I'll be at the Greater New Orleans Pagan Pride Day on September 21st, and Chrysalis Moon is in July. I will also be in South Jersey for Pagan Pride Day, and in Chicago, and in the Madison area. And I have a whole bunch of other things in the works for later this year. So you can find out more about things that I'm doing specifically at www.selenafox.org or .com. And follow me on Twitter, Selena_Fox, or Selena Fox Updates on Facebook. Well, got some announcements in. I want to thank everybody for tuning in. You're welcome to post your feedback, your comments on my Selena Fox Updates page on Facebook, or send me a direct email, selena@circlesanctuary.org.
Happy Beltane, everyone, gather round and bring a drum, celebrate the summer sun, and we'll dance the night away. Happy 1st of May to you, wear your bells and bring your flute, may you be blessed in all you do.
CircleSanctuary.org, and follow us on Facebook, facebook.com/CSN Podcasts. We can also be found on your favorite podcast hosting sites, such as iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, and others. And until next time, many blessings.